Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, December 31st. From Capitol coverage, several new state laws are taking effect at the start of the new year on Wednesday, including one of the most contentious proposals from the last legislative session. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
After heated floor debates and criticism from several sheriffs who promise they will not enforce it, the so-called red flag law is taking effect in the new year. It lets police temporarily take guns away from people who pose a threat to themselves or others, but it does not allow guns to be confiscated without an order from a judge. Representative Tom Sullivan of Centennial sponsored the measure to prevent gun violence and suicides.
People who are having, a mental health episode and need some help. We need to get the most destructive means of them ending their own lives, which is a firearm. We need to get those out of their hands so that we have a chance to save these people.
The state predicts the new law could be used almost 200 times a year. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Next week, Town of Paonia residents will vote on whether the town should temporarily quit selling new water taps. KVNF's Jody Peterson has the story.
On January 7th, Paonia residents will vote on whether the town should temporarily stop selling new water taps. The moratorium was proposed by a group of citizens in the wake of last February's water crisis, when 1,600 customers in the North Fork Valley had their drinking water shut off for nearly 2 weeks. That shutoff was caused by a combination of leaky pipelines and low flow from the natural springs that supply the town's water system. The measure being considered would halt the sale of water taps for new homes or businesses until the town can prove that it is able to supply current water users into the foreseeable future. It would also require the town to determine how many more water taps it can provide. The measure's lead author, Bill Bruner, explains why the moratorium is necessary in his opinion.
It's pretty simple. It stops the sale of water and expansion of the water service area until we have some data to show that the town can meet the current commitments for water, even in the dry years that we know happen from time to time. Over and over, Paonia has paid engineers to evaluate and define the capacity of our water system. Over and over, these reports say the same thing: build a reservoir or stop selling water. The water emergency last fall was the wake-up call. The engineering reports projected to 2020, and they say this kind of thing is going to start happening. With a repeat of the drought in 89 and 90, there will be months in the summer and months in the winter when the spring flow is lowest that there will not be enough water by a long shot to meet the current demand.
There's nothing in this moratorium that would interfere with the town's ability to do maintenance on the existing infrastructure.
Absolutely not. Interpreting these things is entirely up to the town board. If there is something in there that is absolutely onerous and doesn't work, they can either A, ask the voters to change it at any election, or they can change it themselves. And if they stay within the spirit of the thing, there will be no problem.
Paonia's mayor, Charles Stewart, and the town's board of trustees unanimously opposed the moratorium. Mayor Stewart explained why they don't support it.
This all started with the interruption service that we had back in February. And I think there's been some misinformation that people have jumped on, basically claiming that the town has insufficient water or doesn't have the ability to treat enough water. And that's simply not true. Town owns 9.9 cubic feet per second of water, which basically translates to over 6 million gallons a day. It can treat 1.7 million gallons a day. Currently, it only utilizes roughly 248,000 gallons a day on average. Since 2012, approximately $8 million has been put into the system. The bottom line is, I believe, and I think most people look at it carefully, believe the town has sufficient water. However, the town also has engaged an engineer to do a water study since there's been such substantial changes since 2004. And it will also cover the issue of what things we could do potentially to try to avoid the kind of interruption in service that we had in February.
And how much will that study cost?
The cost of that is $28,000. The Department of Local Affairs has agreed to pay for half of that, so they're going to pay for $14,000 of that. Then there is also a asset inventory that's being done, as well as mapping of the entire water system. And we'll have that report relatively soon.
I understand that out-of-town water tap sales are already limited to 5 per year. In-town tap sales are unlimited, though, and in the last few years, Paonia has sold 6 to 12 in-town taps per year. Given that, what impact could the moratorium have on the town?
The moratorium could really be very destructive for the town. Clearly, if you had no building, residential, commercial, within the town, no redevelopment of existing properties, you're going to put a lot of contractors out of work. You're going to negatively impact those businesses in town that supply building materials. I also think you could see some development outside of town where the town has no ability to control that growth. The reality is, if the town can't provide water taps, it can't bring those properties into town. And at some point, those folks may very well go ahead and get the okay from the county to proceed with development outside of town. So if we can issue water taps, we can control growth. If we can't issue water taps, we can't control growth. There's just a whole lot of problems associated with a moratorium, and just simply unnecessary.
The special election on the moratorium will take place January 7th, and we'll report the results when they're available. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
And this is more from Scott Franz at Capital Coverage. One of several new state laws taking effect in 2020 aims to protect people from unexpected medical bills that they cannot afford.
Lawmakers heard many stories this year about Coloradans who went to a hospital they thought was in their insurance network, only to be hit with a bill for services that were not covered. The new law aims to fix this problem by forcing hospitals to let patients know when there might be an out-of-network doctor or specialist providing the care. It also limits charges for out-of-network physicians. The measure earned bipartisan support, and healthcare providers who do not follow the new rules will face fines. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, December 31st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.